You're listening to the inner monologue of Dim Tillard.
Who? Never heard of him.
Who's this guy?
I ain't nobody.
Now here is Dim Tillard.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you. Wow. This is great. What a warm welcome. You're too kind. I don't deserve this. Thank you. I mean, cut it out.
The inner monologue of Dim Tillard is filmed in front of a live studio audience.
Hello again, everybody, and welcome to the number one most unneeded podcast. It's the inner monologue of Dim Tillard, and I am the host, inventor, CEO, emperor, and...
Remember, I'm not only the president, but I'm also a client.
Yes, Tim Dillard is my name, and I'm an occasional professional baseball pitcher for the last 17-ish years, and just like many of you, I now have my very own podcast. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, wow, how can such an unaccomplished sidearm pitcher manage to put together such a whatever this podcast is? But you know, it's truly amazing what a single individual can do when they are completely lost in life and floating aimlessly. It's breathtaking. So let that be a lesson to all you kids out there. This podcast is filled with not much and at the same time, very little. But what it is not filled with is the ever-present and thought-provoking news and politics.
Fool me once. Shame on you.
Yeah, pretty much. I just goof off and try to make you smile. But every so often, I like to be a leader and actually take on some responsibility and accomplish something with seriousness and maturity. And I say all these grown-up words because it brings us to the first segment of the show. So if you've listened before, you know that I've been diligently working towards getting my associate's degree from college. For the last 19 years, I've been just one class away from getting that elusive and coveted associate's degree. And what class do I need to pass to get it?
It's science.
Thanks, Ron. And thanks to Major League Baseball's college program. Because of that, I am getting very close to having that certificate on my wall. This past week, I got a call from my science teacher at the University of Phoenix Online. I thought I'd record it, obviously for sentimental value, but I also want to play it for you. I want to play it for you in a little segment I like to call...
Associate's Degree in Me with Dim Tillard.
Oh, back to school.
That is so fetch.
School is for fools. Look at me.
Hello?
Yes, is this Tim Dillard?
Yeah, this is Tim.
Tim, this is Nathaniel Mann, your teacher from the University of Phoenix Online.
Yeah. Hey, how you doing, Dr. Mann?
I'm not a doctor.
Oh, sorry, professor. I don't know how that stuff works.
Not a professor either.
Oh, so you're like teacher man? Like son of a teacher man? Do you know that song? Never mind, sorry. Hey, what's going on?
Well, is this a good time to talk?
Sure.
Well, I'm calling to talk about your grades in my class.
Yeah.
I'm afraid you're going to have to take the course again.
Again? Well, it's not quite over yet, right? We still got a few weeks.
Well, your test was incomplete, and, the essay has some issues.
Okay.
I mean, Tim, this is a... Well, let's look at question 17. So the question was, which of the following is the first calculating device?
Yeah.
And you wrote a calculator.
Yeah, calculator.
Good try. That was, but the answer was abacus.
No, it said calculating device. So I thought it was like hidden, you know, like calculator was hidden in the question. I thought that was part of the like reveal.
That would be clever.
Yeah.
Okay. Then on question 21.
Okay.
magnetic field produced by a current-carrying solenoid is similar to the magnetic field produced by what type of magnet?
Oh, I remember that one.
You wrote the horseshoe magnet.
Yeah.
It was a bar magnet.
Oh, I just like the horseshoe magnet. I think it's cool.
Well, so I could tell, because on the next question, it is what is used to make electromagnets. You again wrote horseshoe magnet. It was solenoid.
Yeah, I wrote it on about 3 or 4. I just figured eventually it would be right. So
I don't think that was the case. Question 2, who's considered the father of artificial intelligence?
Yeah.
You wrote George Lucas.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know for sure who it was. I thought, man, that guy was kind of a pioneer of his time. I thought, surely that could be him. But...
yeah, well, it wasn't. It was John McCarthy.
Sure.
So you're not going to get any credit on that one. Some of these questions, they're considered basic in general science. And
yeah.
And giving you some trouble, and it kind of suggests you weren't reading and completing assignments.
No, I mean, I was, like, some of the stuff I had time for and some of the stuff I didn't, but a lot of it I just thought I knew, honestly.
Oh, okay. Well, you
did. But I did. Well, I figured since the essay was part of like half my grade, that's kind of what I did. I studied more for the essay on what to write.
Right. And your essay was very, very in depth.
Yeah. Thank you.
Especially, you know, compared to the answers to your questions. Mm-hmm. But it did cause me a little concern. So you wrote in your essay, speed of light is considered a fundamental constant of nature. Its significance is far broader than its role in describing a property of electromagnetic waves and serves as the single limiting velocity in the universe, being upper bound to the propagation speed of signals and the speeds of all material particles. The relativity equation, E equals mc squared, the speed of light, serves as a constant of proportionality, linking the formerly disparate concepts of mass and energy. Yeah. And you're telling me that you wrote this.
Yeah. Yeah, I wrote it.
Hmm. And you weren't just copying it down from somewhere else. You,
what?
Words came from you.
Yeah, no, I mean, it was, I mean, I, yeah. Wait, what?
So, Mr. Dillard, I know you're part of the MLB college program, and you've told me repeatedly that you just want your associate's degree, but
yeah, I do.
I can't in good conscience allow you to pass this class. I'm sorry.
No, man. Dig deep. Use your con science and just, you know, let me get through that. I can do extra credit work, right? Like you see on TV, Stay by the Bell, they do it. You know, like an extracurricular thing, like a drama class or something. But what do I got to do to make this up?
I don't think that's a possibility, Mr. Dillard. I think your plagiarism has kind of disqualified you from that.
No, I mean, I can just really remember the material. I mean, this is the stuff that you gave us to study, and I thought it translated perfectly into what I was trying to accomplish, right? Like, what better answer for the questions than the actual answer?
I'm going to send you an email about your options. Do you have any questions about that?
Yeah, I got a lot of questions.
Well, you can just email your advisor those questions, and that would be best, okay? All right.
Yeah, well, no, sorry, listen, teacher man, I know I can do this. You know, I did kind of look at some of the source material on what to write down, but that's only because I wanted to get it right, man, because I really want to get this associate's degree, and this is the only thing standing in my way. Is there anything you can do? Just search deep in your heart and help me. Hello? Hello? Man, I did not see that coming. But you know what? I'm not giving up. I just got to keep in mind all those doors that'll open for me once I get that associate's degree. Can't wait. Well, for now, all I can do is power us through to the next segment. This week's conversation, I sit down with the one, the only, Mrs. Tillard.
Conversations with Dim Tillard.
The why, the who, what, when, the where, and the how.
Who does number two work for?
Ask me about my...
All right, I'm here with this week's super amazing special guest. She was going to be my first ever guest on this podcast, but she said no multiple times. But now she realizes just how desperate I am for a special guest this week and has agreed to do it. And so I finally got my wife, Erin, to be on this podcast that was your idea.
The podcast?
Yeah.
Or this episode?
The podcast was your idea.
Podcast was my idea.
Yeah. I mean, I had the idea to do one like years ago, maybe. But I was going to write a blog and you said do a podcast because nobody had a podcast.
That's not why I said it. I said it because, I don't know, I'd rather listen to a podcast than read a blog.
That's true. If I had to choose between reading and pretty much anything else, I'm choosing pretty much anything else. You know I'm not a big reader.
You should read more.
What do you read? Oh, yeah. You read like 5 novels during coronavirus. My bad.
Yes, I like fiction. I like a lot of things, but I read 5 fiction novels, and now I'm taking kind of a break.
Yeah, me too.
Just because I feel like that was a lot of books.
I watched
Star Wars. You're a movie guy.
I watched the Pirates of the Caribbean thing with the kids. I did anyway.
You watched the Avengers?
You were reading.
With the kids?
Yeah, Avengers. All the Avengers. God, we got to get out of the house. Okay. I have nothing planned. I did write some things down that I want to bring up. Number one, I just want to ask you, have you listened to any of my podcasts?
No. I hear you in the office editing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I hear people talking, but no, I haven't listened to a full podcast.
Oh, yeah. The Zoom call.
I do listen to Crime Junkie.
What is that?
Podcast.
So you listen to podcasts, you still listen to my podcast?
That's the only one I really listen to.
When do you listen to that?
When I'm walking or...
Oh, yeah. In the car. Well... I've never listened to it. It sounds terrible. And you should turn away and listen to my podcast. You're mentioned in like every podcast. Some of the stories that I tell, you probably wouldn't want me to tell, but I do anyway. But you'll never listen to it, so I can keep doing it. Okay, so we've been married for a long time. And
how long, Tim?
Do you know how long?
Yeah, I know how long.
Coming up on 15 years.
Yes.
So 14 and a half-ish?
Yes.
Okay. So dating back that many years when we were first... dating, I remember trying to convince you not to marry me, right? Because I'm a baseball player and I told you it's going to be a hard life. But I was so successful at that time. I was driving an Escalade and I got pitcher of the year in 2005 in high A ball. So you thought I was on my way.
I did think that. I was a baseball fan and I remember watching you and it was just, you just did everything very easily. And so I didn't get a good grasp of what it would be like to struggle in baseball.
Yeah.
Because you didn't that first year.
That's true. I did really well. But yeah, I used to be really good.
I have a funny story about you winning pitcher of the year. We were engaged.
Yeah, we were.
Or we had just gotten engaged and the Brewers invited you to Milwaukee to give you a plaque or ceremony.
They gave me 2 plaques.
Well, I'm like, okay, what do I wear? What do I do? What do I bring? You know, I'm invited to this thing. So I pack, we get on the plane. I'm in like sweatpants and a t-shirt because we're going to surely be able to go to the hotel before
we go
to this thing. But no, they pick us up from the airport. And bring us to the stadium. And there's a suite with food and drinks. And I don't know how old we were, 21?
Sure.
And I had to meet people in sweatpants.
I don't remember this at all.
Yes. I was so embarrassed. And you just didn't give details. You've gotten better at that.
You're blaming this on me?
Yes. Well, what do I wear? Oh, it doesn't matter. We're going to go to the hotel first.
Well,
and we did not.
Don't worry about it. I'll be careful what I do today because in 15 years, you're going to tell me about it.
I can't believe you don't remember that.
I don't remember that. I was wearing, is this when I went on the field and they gave me the plaque?
No, not that part. Just the series of events. They picked us up from the airport.
Straight to the field.
And straight to the field.
Yeah.
And there was a suite with all of these.
The GM.
High power GM people.
Owners. Yeah, yeah.
And I was just in like sweatpants.
But I was wearing khakis because I had to wear khakis for the ceremony.
It was something like you told me I could wear. It didn't matter what I wore on the plane. So I was comfortable.
No, that does sound like me. Well, I apologize. Sounds like you've forgiven me of that for not giving you details. Well, speaking of poor judgment, do you remember the name of the road that we stayed on? Where we stayed at the Motel 6 for 6 weeks of spring training in 2006. And I would leave every day with the car and you were stuck at this hotel. Oh, and gosh. It was on what road?
Baseline.
And how do you remember that we were on Baseline Road in Tempe, Arizona?
Because that was the year of the Baseline Killer.
It's not funny, but...
And I couldn't leave at all. So I made a MySpace account.
Of course.
I did our wedding scrapbook.
Which is... impeccable, by the way.
Did it in years, but
I found it the other day.
And it was a studio, so it was one bed, a little counter, and all that they had on the TV was news.
Yeah.
And I had to like wheel our stuff down to wash it. I mean, this was not a first baseball spring training experience.
They, you know, for being a minor league camp, they wouldn't let you have a room by yourself and let your wife stay at the team hotel. So you had to stay off campus, as it were. So I thought, well, what would be better than the Holiday Inn is the Motel 6. It's convenient. The door opens to the outside.
Well, and the thing with the Baseline Killer, if I recall correctly, they were just killing women who were walking down Baseline. Look it up. Baseline Killer. Road. I don't know. I just remember, and we only had the news. So I just watched the Baseline Killer, and I think they did it.
Yeah. Nancy Grace was on every station.
Every
of that
station.
That's crazy. I hope they caught him.
I think they did.
I'm not sure what I was bringing up for that. Oh, I wrote down one of the times we drove cross country, we were getting snowed on, and it was the dog. The dog was with us this time. And I think that must have been 2008. And we were going to get stuck in Albuquerque. And I was like, no, we're not going to get stuck in Albuquerque. We're going to get through this and keep going and drive all the way to Arizona. But we didn't make it. We had to stop at another motel. And we got in there at like midnight, and I remember they said like no dogs or something. We had to sneak the dog in through the snow. Golly, why didn't we fly?
You had just started flying to spring training. I think last year was your first year.
Yeah.
Because you always needed your car.
That's true.
Like wherever the season was. So we would have to get a car out there, and you know, shipping it is expensive. So
or
we didn't
renting
do that.
A car.
Or
rent a car.
Yeah.
Yeah. That adds up.
You never wanted to do that. So that's why you always drove.
Yeah.
But I remember the name of that city.
Albuquerque?
No. We stayed in Grants.
Grants?
Yes.
Was that New Mexico or did we make it to Arizona?
I don't know. It was called Grants though, because every other year we drove out there, I would be like, oh, that's where we stayed.
Yeah.
That year.
That sounds right. Any fan, anybody living in Grants listening to this?
Grants. I don't know which state, but
yeah.
Grants.
An unforgettable place. I remember we woke up the next day and all I wanted to do was go to the crater, the crater that's in the meteor crater in Arizona. And we drove by it for several years. I'm like, I am going to this thing. And it's off the highway by several miles. So you were like, yes, let's go. And you didn't want to go. You're like, you just go without me. And see this big hole. And we drove like 10 miles off the highway to get to this thing. And I walk up to this giant hole that was created by a space nugget, like a rock that comes down. And I walk up and there's buildings and stuff. And you have to pay to get in. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
I was so distraught because I was like, who owns this hole and is charging everybody to see it? And you took a picture of me in front of the sign for the meteor crater.
We pretended that we went into the...
Did we? I mean,
we didn't actually go in.
No, we didn't go in. I've been since, but I remember thinking the audacity to charge for this hole in the ground. Anyway, I don't even know why we're talking about this. We're supposed to be talking about you. And you told me one time that you had a childhood friend that's dad played for the Braves, right? Do you remember who that was? The pitcher?
He wasn't a pitcher.
Oh, well.
Dave Gallagher. He was a utility outfielder. maybe.
Is that a thing?
Infielder? I don't know. He didn't. Maybe. He wasn't an everyday player at that time.
Yeah.
We lived next to them, and then he got traded to the Phillies to end his career, I think.
Oh, okay. So you were around baseball players.
Well, that was growing up in Alpharetta in Atlanta. Yeah, so we went to a lot of Braves games, and it was really cool. You know, he was never there, but his family was. He had four or five kids, and we played together during the summer. And
so you're a big Braves fan?
I was, yes.
Who's your favorite Braves player?
At that time?
It was like early 90s?
Yeah. Fred McGriff, loved Fred McGriff.
Yeah, crime dog.
Who else? Sid Bream.
The mustache?
And all the pitchers, Greg Maddux. And, oh, yeah. I mean, they were really good then. So, yeah, it was fun.
Everybody was a Braves fan in the South. So you were like, wow, this, you know, you grew up, you're in college, and you're like, this baseball player likes me. Wow, of course, I need to.
I don't even think I really knew that that's what you did.
Oh. What do you think I did?
Well, I don't know if I knew much about professional baseball then. Like, wait, you play baseball for a living? I was in college, friends with your brother. And so you would come around a lot.
Every winter.
Yeah. But I didn't know that you got paid to play baseball. Like, I don't know if I understood that then.
Well, in those years, we didn't get paid a lot. I was barely a professional baseball player. Still, yeah. Barely a
it
professional.
It took a year or so to understand what you were doing with your time.
Yeah. It's like, no, we have uniforms and everything. It's kind of a real thing. I asked you to be on this podcast, and you said no. And then I asked you again, you said no. And about the fifth time, you finally were like, fine. What is something that, thinking back on our life, especially in baseball or even with kids, like, what's something that sticks out that's maybe not really anything to do with baseball, but definitely has something to do with us? That's a tough question.
That's a really tough question.
All right. How about something where the average person, you know, wouldn't know about if they weren't in the baseball world? Let's try something simple.
You're going to edit.
What's your
that
favorite
part.
Color? Yeah, I'll edit. Yeah, you feel free on here. You can say whatever you want, and I'll edit it. Because, I mean, you're always up and down the hallway swearing loudly.
I mean, so I think I've never been able to explain exactly, just like I didn't understand it before we were married. I feel like talking to people, they don't really understand what it is that we do or what that lifestyle looks like. It's like, well, we're not really home in the summers. We are now. But over the years, it's like we have this home base, but you know, we're gone every summer. Now that we have older kids, their friends are like, why are you leaving? You know, it's just kind of, we're a go with the flow kind of family, kind of have to be travel and uncertainty. I don't think we've ever had a certain baseball career. It's been very up and down and around and not certain.
Yeah, it's my bad.
No, like, guaranteed anything.
I know, it'd be awesome. You see these guys with guaranteed contracts. I'm like, wow. The only guarantees we have is that every time we fill out a form for some reason, we have to write a paragraph about the baseball life.
You do. Like, yeah. Well, actually, let me explain. You know, I do feel like I have to explain a lot to most people.
Yeah. They're like, occupation. I'm like, pitcher, sometimes. They're like, are you a
server? Well, literally, it does say occupation. And I write like, baseball player, and it's like, what do you do? Homemaker. And it's like, it'll say what position within that company, and I'm like, pitcher,
lower level.
I don't know.
Well, that's, you're filling out all these forms because I got formophobia. I don't know if there's a real word for it, but I call it formophobia because I just don't like
forms.
I don't like forms. Yeah. All right, so I wrote some notes just to kind of, okay, are you scared of these notes? You should be. Have you or have you not ever seen Star Wars?
I've seen one.
Parts of one.
I've seen a few.
Oh, okay.
I saw one in the movie theater. My first one I ever saw was in 2005. I got you and some of your teammates tickets to
Revenge of the Sith.
Yes.
That was what you were going to say.
That was the one I saw the full movie.
Well, if you would have had a smartphone back then, if they existed, you would have not watched any of the movie. I wrote on here that you graduated college in 4 years. That's an accomplishment.
I did.
Because it's been like 19 years for me, and I still haven't gotten that 2 year
degree. We met my senior year, right? Senior year-ish, junior year.
I don't know. I don't know how school works.
Anyway, graduated and then went on the baseball life journey. Yeah.
I wrote on here that you took a bowling class.
And a kickboxing class.
You took a kickboxing class?
Yeah.
Well, I'll just update these notes I have. I didn't know that. I know you're a good bowler, and I don't think I've ever beat you at bowling. All right. That's about all I got on here.
That's all
you
want to know from me.
No. Here's a really good question. I underlined this one. Do you like my beard?
I like the idea of your beard. Does that make sense?
No. You want me to cut it?
I like your logo, your shtick.
Yeah. Thanks.
But the actual beard is in the way a little bit.
Yeah. Well, if I cut my beard, my chin would be.
I like it better than the mustache or the sideburns.
You just said you like Sid Bream.
Okay, but that in the 90s.
In the 90s, yeah. I was going to sport that mustache like I did in Venezuela. But no, my face is probably older now than last time I shaved my beard. If I were to completely shave, it'd look like a old catcher's mitt.
No, just, it wouldn't.
It might. Tiny chin. Can't do that.
You're hiding under there.
Mm-hmm. All right. So you're no stranger to meeting famous people in the baseball life. You've met teammates and coaches and all these people. But what I started thinking of, how many famous people, you always get to see the famous people. I don't ever get to see them, very few times, but we met Tim McGraw. Do you remember that?
We did. Yeah, but that was a baseball thing. So that was like your thing.
Yeah, but I mean, you were pregnant and he was like.
I was like 9 months pregnant. It was the winter in Nashville.
Yeah.
And he touched my belly. So.
Is that weird now?
I don't think it was then. I was wow, okay.
Yeah, I know.
It was a Tug McGraw. Charity.
Yeah, David Price was there. Mm-hmm. He thought Tim McGraw was married to. He leans over to me. David Price was like, "Hey man, isn't Tim McGraw the one that's married to Amy Grant?" And I was like,
"That's Ben Skill."
Yeah, no, I was like, "I don't know who that." No, I don't. I was like, "I think it's Faith Hill." And he was like, "Okay, I don't know who that is." I was like, "Oh, thanks, David Price. Who knew that in a few years you'd be dominating all of baseball? Take me with you." I love your Courtney Cox story. You met Courtney Cox from Friends.
I did.
Did you meet her, like shook her hand and said, hi, my name's
Aaron?
Well,
I didn't shake her hand, but we talked and.
Yeah, that's probably better.
Well, so me and another friend were flying from Los Angeles to New York. No.
Where are you going?
We were flying from Los Angeles to Nashville.
There you go.
And we were in first class.
Oh, my bad.
We're boarding and me and my friend, we, you know, don't get away much. And so we were having a great time.
There you go.
We were laughing and talking about movies and all of this stuff. Well, I turn around and Courtney Cox is right there. Like, you know, I'm sure I made the most like awkward face ever, but I just turned back around. We board, we're sitting right behind her, like diagonal, but just right behind. So the whole time, me and my friend are laughing and watching Friends episodes on the TV, and we're trying to think of what to say when we meet her after this flight.
Is this Courtney Cox or Courtney Cox Arquette?
I don't think she's married.
She's Courtney not married Cox. To that. Okay. Yeah. Sorry.
Just Courtney Cox.
Yeah. Regular Courtney Cox.
So anyway, I saw the drink she ordered. You know, she put her feet up on the front.
Can't do that. I mean, Courtney Cox
can. She can. The shoes she was wearing. She put her makeup on during the flight. Like, I just got the biggest kick out of it. If I was going to see anyone famous, I think that was like, I watch the show all the time. It was just crazy to see her in person. She's small. And we land. And like I said, we were giggling the entire time. And she, you know, a few people got off the plane and she turned to us and was like, I don't think I've ever heard two girls have more fun than you two girls. And I don't think we didn't say anything that we had said we were going to say to her, but we walked all the way from, you know, getting off the plane to baggage claim together. And her boyfriend was waiting for her at the end. So we didn't get a picture or anything. We didn't bother her with that.
Didn't want to be that fan.
No, like I just had a conversation with Courtney Cox, and so that was really fun.
Well, there's no documentation on it. Yeah. It's your word against hers.
She said she would have liked if we were in the audience.
What audience?
Any of her show, live show audiences.
Oh, is she on a show now?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
But she's on my favorite show, and I would have loved to be in the audience.
That would be cool. I'd want to meet Harrison Ford. I think he'd be cool to get to know and be friends like you and Courtney, yeah, Courtney. Are friends.
I tweeted about it and got nothing. So.
Oh, yeah. You tweeted at her and you, nothing.
Nothing.
Well, she probably listens to this podcast.
Probably. Let's be reunited, yeah. Courtney Cox.
Unbelievable. Okay. I asked you to come up with a list for a segment called Know Your Spouse. Did you write down some questions?
I did.
All right.
I did.
Did I get the? Did I give you the concept?
Well what's funny is we've already talked about a few of the questions that I had. Well. Like I knew it was really hard to think of questions that maybe you wouldn't remember.
Yeah, that's what I'm going for.
I'm trying to stump you here, but I don't know that I can. We'll see.
Okay. Well, here we go. It's time to play.
Know Your Spouse.
Marriage is what brings us together.
You can do it.
You want me to go first?
Sure.
Okay. This one's pretty easy. I'll start you off with an easy one. And I need specifics on this. What is my favorite movie of all time?
The Empire Strikes Back.
Yes, that was it. I thought you were going to say Star Wars. And I'm like,
I almost said The Return of the Jedi. Sometimes I get those two confused.
Who are you?
That's why we work.
I know. I'm just kidding. Go ahead. Your turn. We're going to go back and forth.
Okay. What prize did we win on our honeymoon for the newlywed challenge?
See, you got to listen to my podcast. This is a story
I told this story. That we cheated?
Yeah, we
but
cheated.
But what did we win?
We won that turkey up there, or that chicken. I have it. It's right there
on the
shelf.
It's a wooden chicken.
It's a wooden chicken. Mm-hmm. You know what else we won? A piece of, I don't even know where this thing is, but like a hand-carved like piece of bark or something. You remember that?
Oh, Bob Marley.
It was Bob Marley. Where is that?
I don't know.
All right. That was a good one. But yes, I already covered that on the podcast. Let's see. Question two. During the 2006 baseball season, when we were living in Huntsville, Alabama, what video game did we play daily that tried to jeopardize our relationship?
Mario Kart.
Mario Kart. 64. Yep. Of course you remember that.
I still don't think I've ever won a game. It was so frustrating.
Well, when you hit the Rainbow Road jump at the beginning, you just knew you were going to win.
No, it's because you're so competitive. Like, there's no way to beat you in anything.
What?
What do I beat you in? What do you... And then I'll say, like, why don't you just let me win sometimes? And you're like, you want me to let you win?
I would let you win, and you still got mad. That's when we had to get rid of it. I took this thing to GameStop and turned it in. Was like, please take this away from us. And that was a huge mistake. I would do anything to have that Nintendo back. God.
Okay. Which city was I in when I backed your car, which was an Escalade?
At the time.
And we were dating. We weren't engaged yet.
Okay.
Into a yellow pole in the parking garage.
This was in the Florida State League. I know that. 2005. What city? I'm trying to think where you traveled. Because you could go to all those places. Mm-hmm. It wasn't, we were in Brevard County, but you drive an hour to anywhere. It wasn't Daytona, I don't think. I'm going to say Palm Beach. We're playing the Cardinals.
West Palm Beach.
West Palm Beach. Boom. Yeah.
I tried to buff it out myself. I was so nervous.
Yeah.
We ended up trading it in like that, and they didn't see it.
Well, we do that. You remember when the dog chewed a hole in the carpet and we had to do the walkthrough to get out of that apartment?
I mean, we lived in some pretty terrible places. I didn't feel too sorry for this carpet.
We're never going to redo it anyway.
She would... As a puppy, she would scratch little holes into the carpet. And I think after that, we carried carpet with us to like put into the holes.
No, I cut a square and it didn't look right with the carpet. And
you stood over
it. I stood over it during the walkthrough. Yeah. I feel really bad.
You do. You should call them.
No, I'm good. All right. How many minor league baseball cards do I have?
How many minor league baseball cards?
Yeah. I'm sure you collect them all, right? It's all the rage. Here we go. I got them all right here. I'm going to count. I don't know how many there are. I'm just asking your best guess.
I mean, you've had 18 seasons, 17 seasons. I would say 16.
12, 13, 14, 15, 16. Golly, how'd you get that right?
Because that's how long you
played. I had two in 1 year.
Well, I added one. Oh. Just seemed like,
well,
like if you guess something in a jar, you add a few. Yeah. Just in case.
Oh, that's how you guess jars. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm impressed because I didn't even know it and you guessed it right. So far, so good.
Biggest fan. Oh, is it my turn?
Yeah, your turn.
Okay, which song was playing?
Oh.
When you yelled, "I love you" for the first time.
I yelled it?
I mean, kind of, because it was music. It was loud.
I have no shot. I yelled it.
Think about it. Just like, it was like almost time to go. It's like the last song they were playing.
Was it a rap song?
Yeah.
No.
What?
I don't know. I give up.
You look wonderful tonight.
Eric Clapton? Oh.
Okay.
And that song makes you.
It makes you scream,
I love you.
Feel all the feelings.
Yeah. See, it was memorable. You remember it.
I remembered it.
Yeah.
I didn't think I would stump you on that one, though.
Well, maybe I did know that. I don't know. I don't feel like that was the first time.
That was first time.
Hmm.
We had been dating like 2 weeks.
I'm sure. Yeah, that's my fault. Oh, I love you. Since we've been married, what's the worst decision I ever made over the phone? I'm stumping you with this one.
Yeah, you are. I have no idea.
Worst decision I've made.
Over the phone.
Over the phone.
Is it not telling me something over the
phone? No, we were in the car. I was getting calls from like this insurance thing, like get the 4-year extended warranty on your car.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like $1,000. And I thought, wow, this is fantastic. I'll get it. That was a really bad decision. Like nothing ever happened. I didn't have the guy's last name that I bought this thing from.
So you just like gave him your card over the phone?
No, I gave them our card over the phone.
Mm. I mean, it sounds sketchy when I say it out loud, but
I don't remember.
No, you were driving for some reason. I was telling you, I was like, oh, this would be a great opportunity. And you're like, I don't know. And I'm like, yeah, we're totally doing this. And yeah, I never got a form from this guy, but they took our money.
Yeah, definitely a scam.
Yeah, I think it was a scam. But anyway, that was a bad decision. And I never brought it up again because I felt really embarrassed by it. Stumped you, though.
Mm-hmm. All right. Which type of food did I request after the birth of our daughter? She's the middle one.
Second one. Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Yep. Knew it. That was easy. What was the first one? What did you want after the first one?
Five Guys.
Five Guys?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. What about the last
one? Man, I should have asked you that one.
Though. I know, right? I remember the
Chick-fil-A last one. I don't remember. I think I had Chick-fil-A again because it was like near the hospital.
No, that's convenience. That's what I should have said. Convenience. What's the best gift you ever gave me?
Wow. Besides three children?
Yeah, never mind. That's bad. That's the best. Yeah.
You mean like a...
No, that was it. I didn't really have anything in mind. Whatever you were going to say, then I was going to go, yep, that was the greatest gift you ever gave me.
Okay.
Well, it sounded romantic in my head.
And I said your three children.
yeah, which is not it. Like the 10 things I thought of, that wasn't... All right, go ahead.
Name the 4 states I lived in growing up.
The 4 states you lived in?
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say...
In order.
In order?
Yeah.
Mm. Louisiana, you were born in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
Pensacola.
Mm-hmm.
Florida. You're going for states. Georgia, Mississippi.
Yeah.
So you're not growing anymore. So Tennessee doesn't count.
No, I said growing up.
Growing up just means like stops it.
Yeah, I didn't know if you knew the order.
Yeah, I didn't know the order. That's pretty good by me. Way to go, me. All right, here's a fun one for you. You've seen me pitch quite a bit over the years.
Yeah.
Can you tell me my worst pitching performance that you ever witnessed?
Well, I would have said, which I have a question on here that it was in AA. The first one I saw.
Yeah.
I left the stadium.
Quite memorable. I was getting...
It was the first inning and you had given up, I don't know, 8 runs before you got an out.
7.
Something. This was following, the year that we just talked about that was like, that never happened.
Yeah, not
so once. I didn't know what was happening, but I was pretty sure your career was over at that point. And I left the stadium because I couldn't stomach it. Talked to my mom in the parking lot and just waited for it to be over. Yeah. But this year you had one that rivaled that.
What? Not this year. Last year.
One. Well, last year.
Yeah. This year, I mean, I've been dominating the kids in the backyard, so
Totally.
Yeah. That one was a memorable one because I remember thinking, well, at least my wife's in the stands supporting me.
And I was not. I was out of there. Yeah,
you were gone. Yeah, I don't blame you.
I've learned how to, you know, sit through bad performances.
Yeah, that was a tough one.
That was the first one, though.
That's the one I was thinking of. I forgot about the couple last year.
Back to back?
I know, they were back to back. You try giving Gavin Lux out. Good luck. All right. Wait, is it my turn or your turn?
My turn.
Okay, go ahead.
What did I get my degree in?
Business marketing. No?
Well, yeah, but business degree.
Degree.
With an emphasis on marketing.
Yeah, I just shortened it. Abbreviation. I win. All right. What kind of business have I talked about trying to open one day in the future?
A movie theater.
Yeah. Maybe not so much now.
Or like a coffee cart.
Coffee cart. Well,
or a food truck.
Yes. That's daily, though. I talk about the food truck. No, I would say I want to do the movie theater, but I was thinking a place that serves coffee in the mornings and then maybe alcohol at night. I don't know if that place exists.
Yeah, I don't think so.
But I want to be the one that pours it for people. I think I'd be good at it.
Investors? Possibly you.
You have more or no?
I have a few more, yeah.
Yeah, nice. Oh, I got a good one next.
Which bar and grill were we regulars at in Huntsville, Alabama in 2006?
Third Base Grill. I was going to write that down. I was like, 100% you're going to write that down.
Yeah. Wow,
that place was great. They got like half off food or something.
Yeah, they would give us discounts and
we'd play darts.
We would play darts. And what else did they have? They had
nothing. It was the only place open.
That's true.
After the game.
Yeah.
So it was like, well, I could go for a nice,
and we didn't have kids,
plate of onion rings.
And
yeah.
So we would just like leave the game and go straight to Third Base Grill.
Well, everybody went. Might as well. I think they were a sponsor.
Anyway.
Okay, here's a fun one. For All-Star Break 2010, this was 10 years ago.
Okay.
We flew to New York. You were pregnant with second kid. You remember this?
Yes.
Okay. That's not my question. This is my question. What was the name of the legit burger place that we ate at that had giant burgers?
Bigger than your hand.
Bigger than my hand.
Five Napkin Burger.
Five. How do you remember that?
I remember that was like the first time that seating like that was so close. Like you, all the tables were like you were sitting next to all the strangers.
That's right.
And we had this huge burger and it was really good.
I do remember that. They sat us at this table and it looked like there was already other people around.
Like my elbow was touching the person next to us.
That wouldn't happen nowadays, but that was weird.
That was definitely not socially distant.
That was strange. That was 10 years ago. Who knew?
What kind of car was I driving when we met? We traded it in.
Yeah. Do I need to know the year?
No, just color and
Chevy Impala. No, Malibu. Oh. Malibu. Yeah, it was a Malibu.
What color?
Who makes the Malibu?
Chevy.
Chevy Malibu. Yeah. It was black.
Yes, it was.
I was going to say navy blue because it kind of faded.
No, it was a nice car.
It was nice.
I should have kept that.
Nice. Malibu. In 2004 or 5. I visited the bank where you were a teller. You were a teller at the bank when you were in college. And I thoughtfully brought you flowers. What kind of flowers were they? You don't know.
No, you weren't the only one who brought me flowers to the bank.
Unbelievable. I hope you say like your dad or your brothers or something. Unbelievable.
Daisies.
Well, now I'm not sure.
You didn't have the answer before you asked the question?
What's a lily look like? It was daisies, the white ones, like a white petals, yellow center. All right, I'm going to go.
Yes, I do remember.
Yeah.
I do remember
those
that.
Those were daisies.
Yeah. That was
Golly, I didn't know this many people bring flowers.
Hey, what are you doing? Oh, I'm heading up to the bank to give Aaron flowers. Oh, me too. Oh.
I gave a speech at your 30th surprise birthday party.
Yeah, you did.
What was the premise of that speech?
30 things about me. No?
It was 30 things about you.
Yeah.
30 things I love about you.
Oh, I'm going to lose points because I didn't use the word love. Yeah, that's pretty. Yeah, it was good. That was really good. What movie was playing in the background?
Star Wars something. I planned this and it had the movie. It was a movie theme, Hollywood night kind of.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know, just pick one. Was it Return of the Jedi?
No, it was Empire Strikes Back.
Oh.
Nah, deducting from...
Well, I got it right then.
You did get it right. I remember it was the only second time I'd ever had a birthday party. I remember I had a birthday party when I was 8 and my brothers came. It was at Pizza Hut and my grandmother and my mom were there. It was Ninja Turtle themed.
Yeah, you're not a big birthday guy. And I wish that you were because I'm a big birthday girl.
Yeah. You are. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why that is. The kids are definitely not benefiting from me being a, I don't celebrate any holidays, really. That was actually going to be one of my questions. What's my favorite holiday?
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving? No, yeah. I'm thankful all the time.
What?
Easter. Easter.
Yeah.
I love Easter.
I like Easter.
I like Easter. Not for just the candy, but for what it represents. But the candy is good too. That was, yeah, that can count as a question, and you got it right. If you have more, I don't know if I have more.
I will just ask one more.
One more question.
What are three foods that I love but you hate? Just three foods that
vegetables
are very much in my life and vegetables. Not yours. Well, be specific.
Green vegetable.
I like vegetables, but I don't love. I love certain
lettuce.
No.
I don't know. Squash. No, Brussels sprouts. Wait, am I being specific or just health foods?
Three foods that I love. Just three foods.
Beans. You eat beans.
Black beans.
So you're, I am beans.
Okay, that's right. One.
Wow. I should know this.
You should.
I should.
Because you give me a hard time about it all the time.
Turkey.
No.
I know. I don't give you a hard time about turkey.
Okay, this is failing. Pickles.
Pickles. That's a vegetable.
I said a specific thing that I like that you hate.
I didn't know you meant specific vegetable. I was all encompassing.
And then salt and vinegar chips.
Oh, salt and vinegar chips.
All three. Are those not the top three things that just, ugh. Yes.
Yeah.
That reaction every time.
Yeah. Mustard.
I like mustard.
I know. It's the only reason it's in the fridge. Okay. What's my favorite food?
That I don't like?
Yeah.
Tuna.
I mean, I don't love tuna.
Hummus. I like hummus, though.
Yeah, hummus is. I'm sounding like a health nut on here.
What's your favorite food?
Yeah.
I don't know.
How do you not know?
Stuffed crust pizza.
No, well, not favorite.
Tacos. Taco Bell.
Be specific.
Beefy Frito burrito.
Yeah.
On the dollar menu that taking away.
Yeah, they are taking that away. Anyway, you can go to my website, dimtiller.com, sign a petition to keep Taco Bell's menu. I got to do something. One of my questions on here for you was, what should my next career be?
I think you are very creative. I think you never stop thinking.
I was just thinking that.
He has just like a wheel turning constantly, which is why I drive him to do things like this, like podcasts, like tweet, get his creative juices out there. And I think he would be a great broadcaster, entertainer, think of show ideas, idea guy.
Ideas man.
I don't know if there's a hiring group for idea people, but you would be really good at it.
Yeah. No, that's good. That sends me in the right direction. Because I just been.
But you need
around.
To convince someone else is what you can bring.
Coming off a little biased too. That's good. I think we tied. Did we tie?
Yeah. I mean, we didn't really get stumped much.
I think that's a good thing.
I had to leave a few off because you brought up those stories already.
I did that on purpose. Well, that was great. Thanks for playing Know Your Spouse. Ooh, I have a question for you. This didn't go with the Know Your Spouse segment, but what's the maddest you've ever been with me?
Oh.
Not this week. I mean, all encompassing. And I can edit.
I don't remember a time. Do you remember a time?
You don't remember or you're just.
No, I mean, I've been mad, but like the maddest I've ever been. I don't remember that.
Yeah, you're not really that angry. Yeah, I don't know. I was just going to see, like, I was going to apologize for that. I got a whole list of stuff I was going to apologize for. I ate all your Wheat Thins the other day.
Did you?
Yeah, I had to get more.
I don't like when you do that, when you finish off something that, or like I'll have leftovers specifically for myself in the refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, I'm going to eat that for dinner. And you're like, oh, was I not supposed to eat that? Like, are you kidding me?
And then you turn into Red Ross.
You ate my sandwich?
You should put your name on those leftovers. So I know.
My fridge. And you've been home a lot.
Yes. That's not my fault.
I mean, we're used to off-season time together. Yeah. But this is like double off-season time together. So normally, I don't have to tell anyone that I'm eating the leftovers because you're not here.
That's true. You know what's interesting about this whole conversation that we're having is I'm not even recording it. This is just so that I can learn more about you.
Right.
I'm just kidding. I'm totally exploiting this. It's going in the podcast. I don't know. I've pretty much covered all the bases, I think, that I wanted to cover.
So what's your next career move, Tim?
I don't know. This is it. Depending on how this episode goes.
What else
goes.
Do I have to push you toward?
I don't know. Need a good push. I just want to thank
my wife,
Erin, for being on the show. If you think she did a good job, then you should totally write that in a comment towards social media. If you don't think so, you better keep that junk to yourself. Do you want people following you on Twitter or Instagram?
I mean, Instagram's private.
Is it?
Yeah.
Do you have to okay if somebody follows you?
Yeah.
Do you like social media?
I like it some. Not a big Facebook fan. Have it, but not a huge Facebook fan. I like to post pictures and see other people's pictures. So I guess Instagram's more mine.
So do you regret suggesting to me in 2013 to get Twitter?
I think I wanted you to have a place. Like I'm.
Because it was your idea.
It was
just
my
like
idea.
This podcast.
But I think you're a lot. And you'll talk and run ideas by me and things like that. And I'm like, oh, great. Do that on Twitter.
Yeah, you don't want me to talk to you.
It's not that. But oh, okay. It's the constant talk. Like, I feel like that's a good outlet for you.
I know it was. It probably kept me sane for the last
But it
minutes.
Drives me crazy some, too.
Yeah. Because I'll be like, hey, will this be funny? And you're like,
no, and I don't care.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, that's my bad. Anyway, Erin, thanks for being on my show that you pushed me to do. And you're finally my guest.
Well, you pushed me to be on it. So
yeah.
You're welcome.
Thanks. Full circle. Man, I am so far over my skis. It's not even funny. I want to thank my beautiful and fantabulous wife, Erin Dillard, for being so willing to be on my podcast after saying no so many times. Thank you. That does it for this episode of the Inner Monologue of Dim Tillard. Now, hey, I did my part. I supplied you a temporary distraction from being valuable and productive in life. And now I need you to step up and do your part and tap on the 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and write an amazing obligated review. That'd be great. This episode was sponsored by, I actually have a real sponsor this week. Ooh, this is strange. That's right. It's Mueller Sports Medicine. You know, it's hard to play minor league baseball as long as I have without self-medicating the aches and pains. And Mueller Sports Medicine has been there for me. I'm being serious here. They have the best braces, supports, wraps, tapes, everything I need to help keep me on the field and off the training room table. I've been using kinesiology therapeutic tape for sore muscles and joints for years, and it works. For me, it goes glove, spikes, hat, cup, and kinesiology tape from Mueller Sports Medicine. Go to MuellerSportsMed.com and find out what you need to feel your best. Mueller Sports Medicine, built in sport, made for life. Wow, that was good. I've never felt so professional. Which reminds me, be sure to visit dimtillard.com and click on the Buy My Crap button for all your Dim Tillard merchandise needs. And be sure to follow me on the social media of your choice. Just go to @dimtillard on any of the social medias and I'll pop up. And you need to do that so you can participate in my duper super Dim Pod giveaways, which is your chance to win a prize pack courtesy of Mueller Sports Medicine. That's all I got. Thank you for listening to the number one most unneeded podcast, the Inner Monologue of Dim Tillard.
You were just listening to the Inner Monologue of Dim Tillard.